From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Iraqi officials say a truck bomb tore through a Shiite neighborhood in Baghdad Thursday, killing at least 67 people. Dozens were wounded when a refrigerated truck packed with explosives was detonated at a market in Sadr City. The Islamic State group claimed responsibility for the attack. The United States says it has begun flying bombing missions from a Turkish airbase to attack Islamic State targets in Syria. The Pentagon released a statement late Wednesday saying the F-16 airstrikes began earlier that day, launched from the Incirlik airbase in southern Turkey. Turkey agreed last month to let U.S. forces use the base. Nigeria's president is ordering the military to defeat the Boko Haram insurgency within 3 months. President Muhammadu Buhari spoke in Abuja Thursday as he swore in four new military chiefs. The president replaced the heads of the Army, Navy, Air Force, and his chief of defense staff soon after taking office May 29th. China devalued its currency for a third consecutive day. The central bank on Thursday set the yuan's daily reference point about 1% lower than the previous day. The currency has lost more than 3% of its value since the first change on Tuesday. Central bank officials on Thursday attempted to ease fears of further devaluation, saying the yuan was now close to market level. Myanmar's president Thein Sein carried out a purge of the leadership of the country's ruling party Thursday. The major political shakeup comes ahead of national elections scheduled for November. The party released a statement saying that Union Solidarity and Development Party chairman Shui Man was removed from that post because his duties were too much of a burden. This is VOA News.